Towards the beginning of this week's Seder of Toldot, we encounter Yaakov Avinu, Vayazed Yaakov Nazid, cooking a pottage, and Rashi explains that he was preparing this dish as the Seudat Habra'ah, the meal of consolation that served to an Avel after the Levaya. And he explains that lentils are served at such a meal because they're round, and thus they serve as a reminder of the circle of life and that death comes round to everyone. He also comments that because they're round, they don't have any opening, just like an Avel hardly speaks. And it's for these reasons that the minhag is also for mourners to eat hard-boiled eggs, as well as lentils, at this Suda. The Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan, Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, says that an Avel is not allowed to eat their own food on the first day of the Shiva. And this is derived from the instructions given to the Navi Yechezkel when his son passed away and he was told not to observe normal mourning laws. Since this included the instruction of V'lechem anashim lo tochel, that you shouldn't eat the food of others, so the implication is that normally an Avel is required to eat food provided by other people. There's a machloket in the Rishonim about the duration of this prohibition against eating one's own food. According to Tosfot, it applies for the entire first day of Avilut, whereas according to the Rosh, it only applies to the Seudah Rishonah, to the first meal eaten after the funeral, and the Halakha is in accordance with the Rosh. And even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, like the Rosh in Siman, in Yoroteh, Simon, Shin, Ayin, Chet, If Aleph, and most of the Achronim seem to endorse that position, it's interesting that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does bring the stricter opinion of the Tosfot, and it seems that Rabbi Akiva Eger also paskens that way. Furthermore, it should be noted that even though the Or Zarua maintains that there's a chiyuv of others serving and the Avel eating the Seudat Havra'ah, most poskim disagree, and thus they hold that if a mourner wants, he can abstain from eating until the end of that first day. And in actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Yerushalmi that some people had the minhag of fasting on the day of a funeral of a Talmid Chacham or of a close relative. Sometimes it can happen that the Avel isn't provided with the Seudat Havra'ah, for whatever reason that might be. According to the Taz and the Aruch HaShulchan, he's allowed to eat his own food and he doesn't have to go hungry, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that ideally, and if possible, he should actually abstain from eating for the whole day. What happens if a funeral takes place late on a Friday afternoon? So then no Seudat Havra'ah is eaten, since a formal meal shouldn't be served shortly before Shabbat. And in such a case, if the Avelim do want to eat a snack before Shabbat, then it should be still from food which is provided by others, they just don't have the formal Seudat Havra'ah. The formal Seudat Havra'ah also isn't served on Chol HaMoed, when normal practices of Avelut are suspended, but friends should provide the Avelim in such situations with some light refreshment. So again, the first thing that the Avelim eat after the Levaya is food provided by other people. It's clear from the Mishnah that members of the extended family, in addition to those who are actually sitting Shiva, also traditionally partook of the Seudat Havra'ah. And amongst the customs mentioned in this context is that the Bracha of Hamotzi should be recited by somebody other than the mourner sitting Shiva, and they should be handed the piece of bread directly rather than having it placed on the table or a plate in front of them as we normally do. Interestingly, there seems to be an Anglo-Jewish tradition of serving chopped herring to the Avelim at the Seudat Havra'ah. I've searched in vain over the years for a source for such a minhag, and the best I can suggest is that maybe once upon a time, some rabbi decided that he'd like to have a bit of chopped herring with his bagel when he was sitting Shiva. The people onlooking presumed that this was a Maaser Rav and that it was an authentic custom, and I guess that's how the minhag developed. Ad Kan.